Mirandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first one.
Oh, okay. I wanted to tell you that I looked it up for the Super Bowl, and it doesn't start. I think pregame starts at 5:30, and the game really doesn't start till either 6 or 7 on Sunday.
That 5:30 is your time?
Yeah, well, 5:30, I think it's Eastern Standard Time, I think.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We're going to start. We only have the one verse to complete today. So we're in section 25 of Parashat Noah. We're on verse 193, and that's the only verse we're doing today. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Vebid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavalche Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunanehu Tachat Seinun Chayavye Alma Garmu Hake Lekol Biryan Uvaon Le'achasha Ovada Divreshit Ve'inun Garmu Lekol Biryan Le'habirla Or Chayhu Kimad Inun Mecha Belan Amar Kudsha Barichu Atun Beintu Leachasha Ovade Yedai Ana Ashlim Reuta Tilkon Umachiti Et Kol Chatum Asher asiti me'al b'nei ha'adama achadar alma l'mayim kimad hawa b'kad me'ita na'in b'bayin b'ha'it bar mikan u'hav'a a'aved Biryan acharanim bi'alma kidka ya'ot. Come and see. The wicked of the world caused all the creatures to mate with species not their own. They thereby sought to destroy the work of creation by mixing and altering species. They caused all the creatures to pervert their ways on the earth, as they themselves had done. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, as you seek to destroy my work of creation, I shall fully grant your wish, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. I shall bring the world back to water, as in the beginning, cover it with water, and then make other creatures who are fit to exist in the world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
That kind of answers our question yesterday.
It does. My question.
What other creatures? Were there different creatures than what you created from creation?
It's not really clear unless we go into the Midrash. And I never heard that it was other creatures. I think it was the creatures that he put into the ark. But it might imply that the DNA of the creatures were changed. For example, there are people who read the Zohar who interpret this particular pasuk to imply that the dinosaurs were on the earth at the time before the flood. But after the flood, they were shrunk down because Adam was shrank down. And so while they were maybe 60 feet tall, they're now, 6 inches tall. They're essentially the lizards of the world have come from dinosaurs, is what they teach. Now, there's no scientific evidence that indicates that, but we do have some aspect of that because the birds, they don't really have any natural relationship to other animals. So there is some confusion. There is some people who teach that the confusion is correct, that everything was there, and that this verse is correct. There were new creatures created, but not everybody agrees with that, and we don't really know what the truth is.
I guess that both ways could be correct. New creatures. I mean, if they were brought down to a smaller species, they would be new creatures. But from the same creation, as in when Adam had domain over them, or when Adam named them. But also, I think I read on your blog that there's some animals that no longer exist. And like you say, the dinosaurs, they were just... brought down to a different... and I say different species, but a different DNA, as you said. So I can see it both ways. What's the word for new in the Hebrew? What is that word?
It's the Shorish is Kodesh.
Kodesh, okay.
You say Kodesh Tov, meaning a good month, but Kodesh really means new. It's new. It's just we're making the connection to a new month.
Okay.
And then we speak about new revelations of Torah as chidushim, same shorish with different vowels. So.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all connected to the original creation. It just had to change up some things.
Well, spiritually, when Adam ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, he fell. So, you know, he was much taller and had different kinds of skin and all of those things that come from the Midrash. And this is a Midrash that also indicates those changes, some types of changes, DNA changes, essentially.
Right.
So if the DNA was changed in human beings, it was changed in animals as well.
Right.
Well, don't you think when they got onto the ark that their DNA was changed, and then when they came out and they reproduced, it would create a new species?
I agree.
Yeah, a pure species.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. More back to what the original state was.
Right.
I'm also going to point out Rabbi Ashlag's comments by saying the destruction of the works of creation, and his addition of that by mixing and altering species. And there are teachings associated with Atlantis and with the Pacific continent that those societies had learned to control DNA, had learned to control and change the species. And in our generation, we have the mixing of plants with different species. We have certain genes that are now in the, you know, genetically altered vegetables or the GMOs. So it could be that we're actually, as a society, we're doing it once again without having learned anything.
Well, I'm not
saying that. But when I've listened to some of the very liberal discussions about GMOs, they're maintaining that the Food and Drug Administration approved GMOs without really testing for the what would happen. And that they now are doing some testing, and they show that what they've done is mixed in genes that create insect repellent on the plant. So they're their own pesticide, and they don't have to, you know, spray pesticides on a field of GMO material. But then when they've tested the animals by the third and fourth generation, the animals are showing that gene has penetrated into the genome, into the GNO. And so those animals are able to produce insecticides in their belly and within but they're also, they don't know how to turn those genes on, so the animals are not dying from it. So there's a lot of unknowns that science hasn't caught up to. But the verse could be speaking about the potential destruction again. To mankind trying to control the world.
Right.
By the same token, you know, I teach that, you know, Mashiach may not have to be a man, but that it can be human consciousness that changes. So there's a lot of different ways of seeing the same verse. Are there any other questions? There is a lot to contemplate in the verse.
It is. You really have to think about this verse.
Yes.
It can take you in many different directions.
Correct.
It could take you in the six, it could take you in those six directions, north, south, east, west, up, down, you know.
Absolutely true.
We'll ponder on this. You know, there's probably some, you know, the Bible talks about different animals back in, you know, the beginning, Genesis, that we can't identify or we don't know what they are.
Correct. The Torah itself, there's animals throughout the Torah that we don't
right.
know the meaning of the Hebrew words. A perfect
right.
example is the word Pesher, Nun Shin Resh, which is translated typically as the bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, there was never the species bald eagle available in the modern state of Israel, even going back 500-600 years. That those animals were not, you know, and the there's an opinion that the Nesher is actually one of the vultures, a species of vulture, not an eagle, because
right.
that was an animal that took care of its young in the that lived in the land of Israel in earlier times.
Yeah, and didn't the vultures feed Job?
Say again?
I thought it was a... Wasn't it a vulture that fed Job?
Not Job that I know of, but there's a... It was a Nesher. It was ravens that spread Eliyahu in the cave, or Elisha in the cave. So there's
okay.
a lot of underways of understanding these words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Our 7 o'clock class, our late class tonight will be a Zohar class for the Parasha of Yitro. So I hope to speak to you all then. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Thanks, Anouk.
Thank you.
Shalom. See you later.
Shalom.